Listening to مركز الصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 3rd of Safar 1442, and we present to you the report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah that are ever recurring, showering upon us, we should proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, and say, hadha min fadli rabbi. This is the grace of our Allah, not our greatness. We are non-entities. It's only grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. The person who is not grateful, thankful to humanity, in reality is not thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, our morning program is picking up very well. Hada min fadli rabbi. More and more Muslims and non-Muslims are listening. And what brings us great joy is, mashallah, it is on Markaz Sahaba and on Radio Al-Ansar International. So many, many non-Muslims also phone in. And 5 to 5 in the morning, we start now, right till 25 past 5 or so. So alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Then the tafsir also is going on with the mercy of Almighty Allah. 1:30 to 2, we have daily, and that is Monday to Sunday, and it is on Markaz Sahaba and on Sirius FM as well. So again, hadha min fadli rabbi. Today was verses 119 to 124 of Surah Baqarah. Thrice the Quran Sharif has been completed on radio. This is the fourth time with Allah's mercy. So Allah Ta'ala accept it, give us tawfiq to complete the Quran time and time again, inshallah, with His fadl, grace and mercy. And then, mashallah, we have the Q&A, very, very popular. It is with Allah's help and mercy. And we're inundated with questions every week, and every day I receive so many questions. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for the people, for all of us, and accept it. So that was Monday. Tuesday, alhamdulillah, that we have our bliss of marriage. That also has become very popular with Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. And many, many people send us messages, and so many social domestic problems in the Ummah. Always, if you want to solve problems, then you need to be honest with one another and sincere with one another. And then dua is very, very effective. Always read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the creator of love, Ya Allah. Bring that love and remove the acrimony, remove the hatred, the malice, the rancor. And sometimes problem seems that we can't solve it. So always read, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, you are the remover of the obstacles. You open all the locks and all the things that are the impediments. You remove it. So open the things that are easy for us and remove all the difficulties. So we must have the yakin and conviction in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. On Tuesday, mashallah, that we started and resumed the tafsir. So last week, mashallah, we had very good tafsir. And the brothers, mashallah, now they tell me they want to record it and so forth and so on. So I said, do what you want to. I don't even know who records, who doesn't record. For about, I don't know, 18, 19, 20 years maybe, with Allah's help. Every day I give advice in Jami Masjid when I'm here. So some people record that as well, and then they send it out. They're just for 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes maximum. So we just choose a topic and then we speak about it, mashallah. So for example, today we spoke that, you know, people, yesterday I spoke about the will, and everybody should have a will ready and so forth and so on. So today we speak about, for example, charity, and tomorrow something else, whatever Allah puts in our head. Today I spoke about, now I remembered that, you know, all my Allah says, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. So when you make da'wat and tabligh, then always read this ayat which all might Allah taught Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and that will become effective. Therefore, before our tafsir, before our lessons, we read it, alhamdulillah. So in that way, that also carries on. So Tuesday nights in Jami Masjid, that also is carrying on for many, many years with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wednesday again was bliss of marriage and tafsir of the noble Quran. And then, you know, I'm sure that you're listening to me now. So for years, so Wednesday, Asr time, I read Salat Ye in the Khanka, and then I go to Zakaria, Darum Zakaria. Now it takes long to reach Darum Zakaria because they are fixing up the roads, you know. So now it's like a one way is tar road and the other road is the gravel road, the dirt road. So now you go slowly, slowly, because you know that nowadays too many potholes and they want to make the road bigger and wider and whatever. So Allah make easy for them also. Anyway, we had about half an hour, 25 minutes before Maghrib, and we had good discussion with Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsa Hafizahullah, many things on politics and other issues and one two maslas and what have you. Thereafter, mashallah, we go to the Maghrib Salat, and then we go to the class, and then Hazrat is teaching Ibn Majah. So he teaches right till about 20 past 7 or so, 25 past 7. So just over an hour. And then, mashallah, we go to the room, and then another half an hour there, half an hour, 40 minutes, and so forth, because Salat day is quarter past 8, so mashallah for Isha. So in that way we have tea again and we discuss the lesson, any points I want to clarify, speak about this hadith, that hadith. So very academic, mashallah, discussion. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant our Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab siha, afia, good health, all our teachers who are alive. Allah grant them honor, dignity. Those who passed on, we make dua for them. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Jalla wa'ala ki baal baal maghfirat farma de. Allah forgive them. Allah ki darajat ko buland farma de. Allah elevate their rank and status. Then Thursday, mashallah, this week was something different. There's a Maulana day, he stays there in Darum Zakaria, Maulana Muhammad Mullah. And mashallah, he is the son-in-law of our Maulana Abdurrahman Gardi, Rahimahullah. Maulana Abdurrahman Gardi was the chairman of Darum Newcastle. So I know, wish to meet him many times. And he was one of the senior ulama of South Africa. When I was with CII, many a time I had to request him to give some advice, and always 99% of the time he would be available, and mashallah that he would give advice to the ummah. He passed away a few years ago. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant Maulana Abdurrahman Gardi Jannatul Firdaus. And anyway, this is his son-in-law. The other son-in-law is pilot Muhammad Patel. So there we were a little bit involved, alhamdulillah. So all of them are good son-in-laws. So this Muhammad Mullah told me the last week, Sunday, not yesterday, last week, that he started the madrasa, and please, I must come. So I told him the only day I'm free is Thursday. So he came and picked me up at about 8 o'clock. So we went to his madrasa, not far from here. Yeah, it's called Mosquito Valley. You know, yeah, in lands they got different names, you know. So in Mosquito, they call it Mosquito Valley. So mashallah, we went there, and about 1 hour program we had. So the Maulana was there, Maulana Muhammad Mullah, and the daughter, the students were there, spiritual daughters, we say. So Talibat, so I think there's 7-8 of them, but the mothers and sisters all came, so it was quite good crowd, alhamdulillah. So I asked them, what's the name? I saw a masjid there. They said, Masjidul Hamd. I said, MashaAllah. And Mona Zubair is there also. So that's excellent. We know Mona Zubair. His son's name, Abdullah bin Zubair. So I always like that. So the Sahabi's name, you know, radiallahu anh. So anyway, so the madrasa's name, Madrasatul Hamd. So I started and told them, see, that first time I'm coming here, and my advice to you is, look at your niyat and intention, what you want to study. See Bukhari Sharif, you see Mishkat Sharif, Riyadu Salihin, three different authors. Everybody started their great, great works. Innamal A'malu bin Niyat. J.C. Niyat, V.C. Barakat gave them some incidents regarding that. Second one, we always told them that read 2 rakat salat daily and ask Allah, Allahumma ij'alni or Allahumma ij'alna minal maqbulin. Ya Allah, make me from your accepted servants. Ya Allah, make us from your accepted servants. Wherever we go, people, the ummah benefits. So alhamdulillah, tomorrow you're going to get married, in the future you will have children, so you become an asset to the community. Then third one, to teach them that, you know, that how they must study and not waste time and so forth and so on. So alhamdulillah, it was very, very good. And then Maulana brought me back, so about 9 o'clock or so, 9:05. So it was good that, mashallah, the in Lanesia, we call lens, short cut, we are really, really blessed, you know. And if I look at the amount of masajid, yeah, in Lands and Zakaria Park and Lanesia South, and we more than 50 masjid. You won't even find in a Muslim country like that. And everyone is giving azan and mashallah, imams and everything. So Allah Jalla Wala reward the muazzins and the imams and the ulama and huffaz. How many hifz classes? I'm not speaking of Da'alum Zakaria. Da'alum Zakaria, mashallah, they started in 83. Now, how many years they already in existence? How many ulama and so forth and so on? And then they got the branch day in Akenhof. So that started in 2000. So anyway, and speaking of our normal hifz classes, yeah, our Jami Masjid got hifz class. So in that way, so many masajid have hifz classes and so forth. Then the Khanka here opposite us, so they also have, mashallah, madrasa and hifz class and all. So if you go to every second, third masjid, you will find something is happening there. So that is excellent, we must remember. Then for the girls and the ladies, mashallah, madrasatul banat, we can't even count. I gave them 2-3 advices. I said, in life, you must learn to be independent. And remember, all the madrasas also, all the organizations, be independent. That is the best advice, especially nowadays. Today, you join this organization, they want to impose upon you their things. Therefore, when I started CII with Allah's help, so I told them, we will start this whole station, but we keep it autonomous. We don't align ourselves with anybody. Similarly, Markaz also, Markaz Sahaba, totally independent. So we have our own independence. Yes, we'll go to the senior ulama who we have confidence in, and we take their advices, mashura, all that must be done. But never align yourself, because you must remember, then it becomes like politics. You see, when you align yourself with the party, then they dictate to you what they want to. So we say, no, we must do what is right, whether it's a popular decision or it's an unpopular decision. The aim is to protect the deen. The aim is not to sell the deen. Always remember that. So these type of advices, alhamdulillah, we were giving and so forth and so on. So Thursday, mashallah, yet we do a lot of other work and so forth, you know, mashura, meeting, does that. Go to the barber also, mashallah. Bilal Panoli. So Bilal Panoli is our good, good friend from India. So he's a big board there. They say, Meto Panoli kahu. So when I go there, I enjoy speaking with them, because they also enjoy, because they speak Urdu, I speak Urdu. So we ask them about India politics and all these type of things, what's going on. So if you go to the barber shop, you must learn some stories also, you know. So mashallah, then Thursday night I landed up in Jami Masjid again. So Then they caught me there for Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat, you know. So they said, no, please give Bayan. So 2-3 weeks they forcing me. So every time I make, so I said, okay, let me give. So I gave them Bayan and told them, see, Sahaba radiallahu an, what they accomplished. And Allah praises them in so many parts of the world, Quran Sharif. See where and where they are buried. Makkah, Medina, we all know. But beside that, you go Egypt, you go Syria, you go Lebanon, you go to any Arab country, you will find Sahabas are buried there. Then you go to Western countries, you go to China, you see Sahaba buried there. So in Guangzhou, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu's father is buried there. Some people say Sa'd is buried there, that's wrong. Sa'd is buried in Baqi. So various countries you go to, subhanallah. So for what they went? They didn't go for tijarat and touring and all like me and you. They went to promote the deen. They went to take Islam there. And not only they gave the deen, they won the hearts of the people. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Noor, the message, the Noor goes on and on and on. So understand the work of Dawud Tabligh, the greatest work today in the world for the past 100 years almost. 1925, 1926, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawar Al-Marqadahu started the work. Then he passed away in 1943, 1944, around there he passed away. And all of you who know Urdu or English, you should read this book. But Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi Nawar Al-Marqadahu, he wrote The Life and the Mission of Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Nawar Rahimahullah or Nawar Al-Marqadahu, whatever is written there. So read that book, The Life and the Mission of Mawlana Ilyas Rahimahullah. And in Urdu, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawar Al-Marqadahu, ki fikr, your da'wat or tabligh, words like that you will find. So I got both copies, Arabic, the Urdu and the English one. So read and you will understand that how Allah accepted him with that fikr and that concern he had for the ummah. So that was great, remember that. Until today, mashallah, internationally, globally, what they achieved and all this, the barakat, remember, of the ikhlas and sincerity and so forth. Friday, mashallah, has become busy day also. So we have the translation of the khutbah. So this week, Friday, was Sheikh Usama Khayyat. If you go to Makkah Mukarramah, you will see that on Aziziya, Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat. He was an old imam in the Haram Sharif. So this is his son. So Usama Khayyat, Hafidahullah. And remember, he was appointed during King Fahd's time. So in the Fahd's Ustad is Abdullah Khayyat, Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat. So in that way there, that he don't speak anything about, you know. From those days, always his khutbah is tasawwuf, tazkiyah, like, you know. So he was speaking of Zammud Dunya, that this dunya and this world got no hakikat in it. Outwardly, it seems very, very attractive, but remember that in Islam, it got no value. Islam tells us we must not drown in this dunya. We live in the dunya, so keep the dunya under our feet, not on top of our head, then we'll drown. So that is what's happening to the ummah today. So alhamdulillah, then, you know, after that, you know, we have tafsir and all that. So mashallah, the programs carried on. And then that was Friday. Then Saturday, mashallah, is again family time and what have you. And then I went to Sufi Masjid, yes. So I was thinking I must tell something. So after that, I went to Sufi Masjid for the Jumu'ah. And I spoke about Masjidul Aqsa. I said that if somebody has to ask you, O Muslim, O brothers, that show us why is Masjidul Aqsa important. So we gave the history, we gave the geography, we gave the virtue of it, and what the challenges are today when the Arab regime, some of them are making peace with apartheid Israel. You know, yesterday, Sunday was Rosh Hashanah. You know Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the new year of the Jews. So more than 76 of them, they came, and they came right inside Masjidul Aqsa, and this is to provoke the Muslims, the police, the army, all they were them. Then they speak of peace. You must remember, Quran tells us all these things here, that they, the Jews, are those people, layyam bi al-sinatihim, they speak with a forked tongue. They are people who are cursed by Almighty Allah. They are people who Allah said He will punish them till day of Qiyamah. See the punishment now? So from Friday, 2 o'clock, the first country in the world to go under lockdown for the second time. So see punishment. They can have what they want to, the wealth, the technology, but Allah's lati, Allah's stick is on them and Allah's punishment is on them. And anybody, you must remember, goes with them, Allah will humiliate them. So remember that. So you know what was apartheid in South Africa. What happened to the countries that joined South Africa? So they also had to suffer the consequences eventually. So they must remember that this is what happens when innal ba. Remember these two sentences I'm telling you. The truth will always flourish. The truth will always flourish. And the falsehood, the batil, will always perish. Truth will flourish and falsehood will always perish. Apartheid state Israel and those who are queuing up to join them, they all will perish sooner or later. Allah's Quran is 100% innal batila kana zahuqa. So always look for the truth. Don't make decisions on expediency, what people like, what is popular. No, you make decisions what Quran Sharif teaches us, what Hadith Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Then see how Allah will give you honor and izzat. Otherwise you get disgraced. And you can see what's happening in South Africa, the whole world today. Speaking of South Africa, I told my brother must write today that the title for today's report back, crime in South Africa. So let me come to that now. So on Wednesday, when I came back from Darum Zakaria, opposite my house, they shot somebody. They hijacked his quantum vehicle, non-Muslim, and they killed him also. This is our South Africa. Then we heard of Dr. Munshi, he got shot. So imagine, this crime just goes on, corruption goes on. But you got incompetent people in charge, so what you expect? So you must remember these type of things here. Go to Singapore and go ask them how you solved your corruption. He said, we took the big, big guys first. All of them who were found guilty, we put them straight into prison. South Africa wants to deal with us small guys, you know. Whether you're wearing mask or not, whether you paid your parking ticket or not. All these chaps are stealing billions and billions, they're running around. So what you talking about it? So South Africa is heading for a failed state. We already junk status. Whether you like it or not, we love our country. But we're very disappointed with what is happening. So remember, if I'm an investor from overseas, do you think I'll really invest? Why must I invest? Your crime is out of control. Your corruption is out of control. Your politicians are incompetent, majority of them. So you must remember that you're a failed state. And your country is showing that. Look at the gang warfare going on in Cape Town. Look at the children being kidnapped. Then we heard about the brother Hamza Khan. He's kidnapped. So many things. That is what we know. And some Muslims. And what about others we don't know? So remember, it's only Allah can help us. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Always read, you must remember, Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah Jalla Wala alone protect us. وَهُوَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. The problem today is, bolne wale bahut kam hai. People will meet the politicians and shake hands and thus, who is there to tell them that you are doing a horrible, terrible job? So tell them you're good for nothing. That is what is needed. So you must remember, but people, they got hidden agenda, ulterior motive. So that is the problem today. Otherwise in Islam, Sayyidina Umar is Amirul Mu'mineen. The people told him, Umar, we don't agree with you. And you see all this in our history. So you must understand what Islam is teaching us. So anyway, then Sunday was our majlis day with Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haq Sahab. I spoke on the month of Safar. And mashallah, I gave a lot of information about what happened on this day, that day. You can go to Zakaria's website. They got it there, I think. And remember, or Mufti Rizaul Haq's lectures, you will find it there. So in Urdu it is. And then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke about the fada'il, the virtues of hudu and so forth. So it was very good. Maw Buran spoke also, alhamdulillah, short little while. So in that way, and then Sunday afternoon, we have Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. So that also goes well, alhamdulillah. This week, Friday, I will be in Balfour, inshallah. And after that, I'll come to Heidelberg, inshallah. So those of you who want decoders and radios in Balfour, you contact our brother Ziad Suleiman, inshallah, from Heidingstadt. So Ziad Suleiman, inshallah, is 600 rand per radio. And in Heidelberg, and that anybody wants, you contact my nephew, Muhammad Hussein. And inshallah, we will be there this Friday, inshallah, Aziz. Okay, 2:30 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria, 3 to past 3, 3:35, inshallah, will be the repeat of the Q&A. Thereafter, Brother Alameen Templeton with the business news and views. Very interesting program. Listen to that. Thereafter, around 5:30 to 7, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir. And 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be Mohana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. And thereafter, 8 to 10, will be Q&A with Mohana Arafat Hatia and myself. 10 to 11, Mufti Tariq Masood's lecture in Urdu. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.